Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Empty Faces. Check this out. It's a monthly subscription service, mix of true crime, paranormal. It's a mystery-solving box that you get. I'll talk more about it in just a little bit. EmptyFaces.com. Use promo code GHOST and get 10% off. If you have not been listening to the latest EPP bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, you don't know what you're missing.
It was so real to me. I could smell him. He was there. And I woke up and it was like he had just left.
GhostPodcast.com is where you sign up to be an EPP, extra podcast person, to get exclusive access to our once-a-week bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
I felt heavy and freaked out. Someone was most definitely watching me.
Complete with exclusive content only for EPP members.
They thought they were mistaken. The house wasn't there. They got out of the truck and stood looking at a large, unattended hayfield.
EPP bonus video only for EPP members.
And I'm like, what kind of sign are you looking for if that's not a sign?
Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or sign up through Patreon. The link is at ghostpodcast.com. I wanted to hear the answer to, did they find bodies underneath the building?
I did too. I was just sure she was going to say, and then they found bodies.
If you want to hear the best ghost stories we have, along with our regular funny and non-judgmental commentary, become an EPP.
This is a pond created by a giant off rock of the United States. I'm going to guess the translation there is.
Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. It's only $5 a month, or you can sign up for an entire year. Get 1 month free out of that and a bonus bunk bed bell. So you can ring along at home. Keep Real Ghost Stories Online alive and be part of our exclusive EPP community. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the distinctive scent of perfume brings one woman back to the presence of a loved one who passed long ago. The secrets of a reclusive aunt come to light after her passing with the assistance of the deceased. Two guys walk into a bar and then disappear. You don't want to miss this full story.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And indeed it is. 855-853-4802. Our phone number to call in and share your real ghost story with us. You can write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. And join our Facebook group, Real Ghost Stories Online group. Just go out there and look for it. And if you really, really like the show, become an EPP extra podcast person. That's what that stands for. On our website at ghostpodcast.com or through Patreon. The link is there as well. $5 a month to get advanced episodes of every single show we make as we make them, weeks before they go public. Brand new EPP exclusive episodes every single week, packed with some of our best stories. It's totally worth the $5. Do check it out. We are in October as this airs, so I know a lot of folks kind of find our show half the time in October because they're looking for spooky stories and such. So welcome if you're a new listener. This is a show that goes on all year long, all 52 weeks of the year. So if you like ghosts, you're in the right place. Tony and Carol Hughes joining you. And Carol, I know you're probably getting into the Halloween spirit a little bit more this year than normal because now you're a part of the show. But I do have to say, normally if somebody wants to get like a Halloween cat or something, they go for like the stuffed type or the wall decal. You went out and you actually got yourself a real cat. Now, is this for Halloween decor or is this as a pet?
Okay, it's for a pet.
Are you sure? This is not
going to
be...
It wasn't you're supposed not gonna put it in some, to be a pet.
It's not going to be in Tupperware at the end of the season. And then, oh, shoot, we forgot you have to put some food in the Tupperware with the cat before, you know, so it can get out into the next season.
Oh, my God, no. This kitten is so cute. I'm kind of obsessed with it. And the crazy thing is I was just walking my dog one night, and I heard this sound. And I, honest to God, didn't know if it was a bird or some kind of wild animal.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being a kitten that weighed 0.9.
Oh, gosh.
It's 5 weeks old. It's the tiniest little thing. Doesn't even weigh a pound.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had no idea what it was. It was the craziest thing.
And it just showed up at your house?
At my neighbor's house.
Okay.
And so, of course, you know me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to keep it. I'm going to find it a good home.
Yep.
Which I did. And then I found it a home for 24 hours. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at my other cat. It's a twinsie with my 16-year-old cat. Mm-hmm. It looks just like that cat when it was a kitten. And they're both found by themselves, 5 weeks old. And I'm like, that cat's meant to be mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the odds of me finding my cat's identical twin 16 years later.
And
same deal. One little kitten. No other kittens. No mom.
Your 16-year-old cat's looking at this going, she found my replacement. Now I can die.
Which is so sad.
It is. It's horrible.
It's so sad. Then my dog, who is 12, is like, what is this and what do I do with it? And I'm like, it's a kitty. And it's trying so hard to play with it. It just can't figure out. He can't figure out how to play with a kitty. But it's so adorable. It's a little gray cat. You'd think this time of year I'd be looking for a black one.
No, you know, there's always, you know, you dye food coloring, things of that nature, spray paint. And
I could do that.
There you go. But no, I obviously, you know, people have gotten to know you now over the past several months. I think it's come across that you're an animal lover. So all the animal jokes that we say are not real. But that's awesome. You should put a picture of the cat up on the Facebook group page.
Oh,
so
my God.
I'll put
one of both of them because. They are twins. It's the cutest thing.
It really is. I did see the one tonight that you put up where it's the little one and the big one. And that's where I kind of got my thought. The older one's kind of looking at it. Has this look on its face like, I've been replaced. Okay, thank you, Carol.
Sorry, my dog got in on the conversation.
Even the dog's like, yep, no shit. He's like, tomorrow she's bringing home another dog. It's going to be great. See? He's like, shit.
Well, it's just the little 0.9-ounce kitten is right here. 0.9-ounce. I don't know what it is. 0.9-pound, I guess.
I don't know. It's a cute cat. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's jump over to our first letter of the day. It says, hey, guys, love your show. Listen year-round. I'll jump right into my short ghost experience. I'm the youngest of three girls and was the closest out of the grandchildren to my mom's mother. She had received a diagnosis of cancer and chose not to receive treatment, so we knew our time was limited. We got even closer to the last year of her life. At that time, I was 14 and fully aware of how much my life she would miss. I'm now 24 and 8 months pregnant with my mother's first grandchild, a boy. I had previously lost a baby earlier in pregnancy, so I've been naturally very cautious throughout this one. It's been very emotional, and I've been a little high-strung in emotion, even more so than a typical pregnant hormonal woman. My entire family has been very involved since this is the first baby for us in 24 years. Me being the last one. Despite the overwhelming support, I still felt the sting of not being able to share this time with my grandmother. She would have absolutely loved every part of it, from supporting her granddaughter to meeting her great-grandson. One particularly hard day after work, I was feeling emotionally and physically drained. I just wanted a hug. My fiance was working out of town, and my closest family was about an hour away. I took a shower to try and perk up, but still felt defeated by my high emotions and exhaustion. I walked into my bedroom and got an overwhelmingly strong smell of perfume. The perfume I hadn't smelled anywhere for over 10 years. I knew it was my grandmother letting me know I wasn't alone in my slump and that she was still a part of this emotional-filled time in my life. I smiled and said out loud through a laugh, "Hi, Grandma. Thank you for letting me know you're here without scaring me." I was a scaredy cat as a kid, and I think to see her would have sent me into cardiac arrest. Her presence, however, was so warm and welcoming, I will never forget it. I've had other experiences I'd love to share, but I wanted to start with one dear to my heart. By the way, have any of their listeners felt extra sensitive to paranormal during pregnancy? I felt like Jenny with a paranormal kick me sign on my back, but mine wasn't there until recently. Thanks for all you do, Kate. So I have heard that before in several stories where folks who are pregnant, somehow sometimes it does, I guess, raise the sensitivity level, as it does with other things as well.
That totally makes sense to me. Like, I could see, I just think when, especially like in her situation where they hadn't had a baby for so long in the family and the grandma would want to be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's so sweet that she would smell her perfume. And perfume is something, I don't know if that's ever happened to you before, but it has to me, when I very strongly smelled someone's perfume.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so recognizable and so not expected. Like, you're just doing your thing and all of a sudden, Oh my God, Grandma.
What's interesting to me about the whole perfume thing is, like, that's a, it's not the a scent that the person is, you know, naturally giving off because it's how they smell. It's a third party thing. It's almost like, you know, clothes or something like that. But the fact that that's what ends up coming across in the afterlife, I guess it, the lesson in that is choose your perfume wisely, because you're kind of screwed if you're wearing one your whole life that you hate and maybe your significant other loves and you do it for that, because at some point you're kind of fucked. You're just, that's what you have. So make sure you enjoy the one you have, because otherwise you're screwed.
Is my dad an Old Spice?
Yeah.
Of all things, he loved the Old Spice, but that's kind of common. And you, like, you can go with, like, in an old man area, like, mm-hmm. All sure. Of a sudden there's a bunch of old men, you're gonna smell Old Spice on one of them.
You smell the Old Spice, and then another one that I smell a lot is the you know, the pipe tobacco smell. Yeah. That would be another one. Very distinct. I suppose odors, you know, if you just didn't bathe very much, you could probably all, like, and then I smelled a ton of BO, and I just knew it was my dad, you know? It's like,
Well, how about the other one that's happened to me? You know that smell of cigarettes that the person who smokes has smoked for a really long time, and it's kind of a stinky smell? Mm-hmm. Of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like cigarettes anyway, but that kind of, like, they've smoked for so long, it's like in their skin.
Yeah.
Like, I've smelled that at the radio station several times. Out of the blue, and people can't even smoke in there.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be smelling that smell.
I think that that's probably the ghost of one or a few people who have passed on that that had that scent. I can think of one who always had that scent that passed away. Oh, gosh. What is 7-8 years ago?
He's Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. He had that smell consistently. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's hanging out. I mean, he loved the place, so I could see that.
And I did. I have smelled it since he's been gone.
Yeah. I wonder. Okay, let's talk about our supporter today, Empty Faces. What is Empty Faces? It is a monthly subscription box that's combining true crime and paranormal and people who love solving mysteries. You get a box every single month packed with clues, detailed evidence of a story that you're trying to figure out the riddle to, if you will. It's a really, really neat thing. If you're into this sort of stuff, true crime, paranormal, you're here, so I'm assuming you probably are, and you're wanting a way to interact with this without actually having to be involved in a real murder scene. For example, and you want to do something other than playing on your device or watching a show, this is really fun. If you've got some older kids, this is not for the faint of heart, or just some friends, maybe a game night. This is a really cool, unique thing that that they have with the Empty Faces. With a monthly subscription, you get the clues, the items, correspondence delivered to you, build up to a thrilling conclusion. It's like a TV show you can touch. Empty Faces, play it with friends, game night, join their online community and swap theories, even ideas with people just like you. Trying to get to the bottom of every single, I'll call it an episode, if you will. They have online resources to help you keep on track as you go through the whole thing. Anyway, it's really cool. I thought you guys would like it. Check it out. Empty Faces. And use our promo code GHOST. You get 10% off your first box when you do that. They only accept 200 new members a day. So go to their website and apply before they say, sorry, we've run out for the day. 10% off emptyfaces.com. Promo code GHOST. Can you stop the evil? Promo code GHOST at emptyfaces.com. Support them. They support us. Helps keep everybody happy and on the air. So check it out. 855-853-4802, our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to another letter. It says, hey guys, I have a strange story to share. After fixing up a home to sell after one of my great aunts had finally passed on, the aunt of mine kept most of her life secret, including her debts, because they had to sell a wonderful house that she owned. I never had the chance, but my cousins would brag about visiting her often. She'd been married sometime during the 30s, which is strange because I noticed her marriage license and matched it up with her death certificate, but she would have only been 12 when she got married. Several things must have been different back then, and she had a very interesting life, but also a secret one in many ways. One of the secrets was she married a very tall man, not the tallest in the world, but he traveled with carnivals as the tall man, and was in a few obscure black and white movies around short people to make him appear even taller. We didn't find out until cleaning up the house to be sold. Nobody really knew much about her husband, but we found pictures of him with celebrities and discovered that he was also a Freemason. Due to her husband's height, he had all sorts of health problems and died before she even turned 30. She was also very traditional, so she never got remarried, but she did eventually have a daughter with someone as the years went by. Things sort of went downhill from here because it's where we had more details from her daughter. My great aunt had been extremely reclusive in that large house, so her daughter was aware that her mother never took her out very often, and the father ended up leaving them. Having that large house, a child, and no income, it started to add up. But somehow, the bills were paid. Turned out the husband who died had wealthy parents who were still alive, and they were frustrated because somehow money from their bank was transferred to my great aunt's account. There was no proof of any illegal activity, along with the fact that my great aunt had never met her husband's family. She only knew that they were Mormon, normal size, and they were upset with her son for getting married to a Catholic. My great aunt's daughter was also proof that she rarely left the house, but somehow the bank transactions were all legally made. She lived well, never had to pay bills for the rest of her life, which makes us wonder if her husband had anything to do with it. Her daughter was upset to find out they had to sell the house to pay off the debts owed, but after the house was sold, it covered the cost of her funeral, and my great aunt died debt-free. We tried to find more information on her husband, but all we found out was that due to his excessively exceeding 7 foot tall height, he had to be cremated. There were photos of him with some celebrities, took photos before celebrity basketball games, but he was never able to participate because he walked around with a cane. I didn't recognize any of the celebrities in the photos, but was told most of them were baseball players, and he used a stage name, so we need to do more research. Thanks for reading. Tony, I just wanted to mention a fun fact about the master bedroom of that house. My great aunt's husband had a custom toilet installed that was about the same height as a sink. Keep up this great podcast and have a blessed day. So I guess the question here is, what were they ghostly bank transactions?
I don't know, but I want that to happen to me.
To marry a 7 foot tall man and
if I have
then,
to.
And then have him die and you just keep getting magic money?
I mean, yeah. I'd be okay with that.
Pretty specific, Carol.
And? I mean, it's like... I'd take a giant toilet in the master bathroom. Although that would be really weird for me because I'm 5'2".
Yeah, it might be you have to get a little step stool or something to get up on that.
I could manage that. I'd hold on like a little kid does.
Yeah. That would be really bizarre going through those family photos and not really understanding or knowing the history and just starting to see these things. And it looks like,
no kidding,
like a circus show because he was part of a circus show.
And it seems like they would be able to find, if they do some digging, I bet they'd be surprised at what they can find out.
I bet there's a really interesting history there.
Oh, I would keep digging because there could be a book that could be made into a movie and then everybody's got money.
Exactly. Especially if it's a Lifetime movie starring maybe Macaulay Culkin or something. That would seal the deal. Just put Macaulay Culkin on stilts or something and he could play the role and it could be
One of the girls from The Facts of Life.
Yes.
They seem to do a lot of stuff.
It'd be the comeback role of a lifetime. It would be wonderful. 855-853-4802 is our number. Next letter. One night after getting home from work late, I was sitting in bed watching TV. We had lived in this house for 9 years. From the beginning, I felt a presence of an old woman, maybe the former owner, lurking in the hallway. Sometimes she'd come sit down slowly at the foot of the bed. Did not see her, but felt her presence. Also glimpsed the end of her long white dress as she was leaving out of my bedroom door. Anyway, we became comfortable with her living in the house with us. We had learned to ignore certain things. My kids are grown, but they came back and forth home to visit or stay a month or two. The girls have all admitted to either hearing or seeing something unexplainable. We also constantly had missing items show up totally out of place. Keys, jewelry, etc. This night, my oldest daughter and her child and granddad, Aubrey Ann, was sleeping in the front bedroom, which used to be a living room. It had outside doorway. My granddaughter and my niece were in the other bedroom. It was after midnight, and all of a sudden, I heard a scream so loud, a shriek, and then a shoosh sound, like Superman when he's flying fast, and the front bedroom door slams open and hit the wall hard. At first, I was startled when I said to myself, Bree must have had a nightmare. She sees and hears things. I jumped up and ran to the room where she was sleeping with my niece. I opened the door and said, "Bree, are you okay?" I see she's under the covers, through the light shining through the window from the light pole. They did not move. I said, "Toya," calling my niece, and no sound came from either of them. I slowly closed the door and thought, was I dreaming? Then I went to the front bedroom, and there I find my oldest daughter, her 9-year-old daughter, and the dog all sitting up in bed with eyes wide open. I said, "Did you hear that?" My daughter turned her head and looked at me. "What was that, Mom?" It came across the bed and went out the front door. The door was wide open, and I asked her, "Did you have the door locked?" And she said, "Yes, it was locked, but whatever that was, it flew out the door." Next morning, we were talking about what happened, and my niece and granddaughter admitted that they had heard it also, but we were too scared to say anything. Bree said, "Grandma, I thought it was one of them trying to pretend to be you." Toya said it was following Bree's lead. She didn't say anything, and I didn't either. We decided that it was our ghost running something bad out of the house that had probably followed Bree inside. Never heard anything like that again. We also told Bree to please leave her friends outside with a smile. There you go. Creepy thing. Whole family sees, or at least hears, and experiences, and that would have to be I don't know, I would not be going back to sleep that night, I think.
Or the next.
I would have difficulty staying in that house, to be completely honest.
Well, no kidding. Like, that's the kind of thing that I can't get out of my brain forever. So every night before, like, as you're falling asleep, is it going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then you never sleep.
Have you ever had the experience
ever again
where you're sleeping and you're kind of in the state where you're almost asleep? And you'll hear like a bang or really just anything in general, but it's not really there. It's just your mind that's starting to dream, but you're not quite out of it. And you think that either someone's calling for you or you heard a door slammer or something like that. And you get up going, what was that?
Usually when that's happened there, it was something though.
Really?
Yeah.
I have had that where I know it wasn't anything. It was more so in the days of when I was single and I know no one was in my house where I could easily say, I mean, now I could argue 50 different ways of what caused the noise. But I remember having that a couple times where I thought I heard a door slam or something and I'd get up and I'd look around and no, there was absolutely nothing that happened. I don't contribute it to anything paranormal, but there is such a thing where it's a silly name. I don't know if we've talked about it before, but it's called exploding head syndrome. And it's that moment where you're in between. It's not sleep paralysis, but it's something where, you know, dream world is kind of interfering with real world. And the sounds seem like they're just so darn real. But it's startling. I mean, it really is. I've never really.
Well, I had one time years ago, I was sound asleep. And I heard this crash. Like, honest to God, I was sleeping in the basement, and I thought this, like, a car had crashed into my house. It was that loud.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, and I'm the only one in the house, so what do? You have to go look, you know. I don't know what just happened. So I tell my dog, "Go upstairs," and the dog's like, "No way." And the dang light on the basement steps had burned out, so then I had to walk all the way up the stairs in the dark, all the way into the kitchen in the dark to the light before I could turn anything. It was just like some out of a movie.
Yeah.
And so I get to the, so I like turn to walk in the living room and nothing. Like I even called 911 and asked if there had been some sort of crash.
Yeah.
Like I was that convinced it happened. I have no idea what it was, but there was no car that had crashed in my house. I don't know what it was.
You're almost, I mean, at that point when you're wrapping up your search, you just wish you had seen like something, like maybe I hope a bookshelf fell over or something.
Exactly. Like, give me an explanation, because where's the car crashed into the house? At least maybe I could have made some money off of that.
I mean, it could have been that same sort of thing I described, because it can happen when you're, you know, even if you have been in a deep sleep and then sometimes, you know, you're starting to kind of come out of it, that can happen in that state too. So maybe you were just kind of on your way out of that state and then boom, it occurred. My favorite is when I'm starting to fall asleep and the television shows that I'm watching turn off. And because the sleep timer goes off, but my mind still runs with the show. And then I start hearing like the continuation of the news with Brian Williams. And it's not really on the television. My mind's just making up news.
Or is it?
Exactly, because half the time you have no idea anymore.
I can't do a good Keith Morrison voice. That's what I wanted, though. Or is it?
Exactly. And you just don't know anymore, because it's like, I've actually had it a couple times, because that's what I usually fall asleep to now, is the 11th hour on MSNBC. And I've had it, and I'm not making any political statements here. I'm just saying I have fallen asleep, or thought I was falling asleep, and I thought that the sleep timer had turned off because one of the news stories that was being told sounded so freaking crazy. And then I'm like, oh gosh, that's bizarre. Like, I can't believe my mind came up with that. And I opened my eyes and nope, sleep timer's not off yet. It's still on the news.
I was going to say that's kind of like every day in real life.
I know. It's like I can't tell the difference anymore. So it's like, oh, holy shit. Well, that's exciting. So 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Another letter says, hey, Tony and Carol, love your show. I'm a longtime listener and have never gotten around to telling you any of my stories yet. And I have several. I guess I'll start with one of them from when I was around 19 years old. I was working third shift at a local Walmart in Cleveland, Tennessee, in my lunch break one night around 3 a.m. or another coworker went to eat at IHOP, since there's not much around still open that late. And as we had been there many times before, the waitresses knew us, and all but a few of them there never really without many other people usually, so we always noticed when someone would come in. Well, this one particular night, these two guys walked in, looked to be in their mid-30s to early 40s, not like super well-dressed, but sort of yuppie casual, sweater vests and all. Anyway, they came in and sat down in a booth in the corner of the restaurant, and we didn't think at all very much about it at first, but then I noticed them both get up and go into the bathroom together. Again, I didn't want to jump to conclusions or anything, so I was just minding my own business, but I start to notice they've been in there a really long time. And as time goes on, me and my coworkers start saying to each other, it's okay, it's really weird that they've been in there so long, and I dare you to go in there and see what's going on. Just pretend you had to go to the bathroom. Anyway, I ended up electing to go in, and I'm freaking out a little just thinking of what I might end up walking into. Well, I get into the door, I push it open, and I walk in. There's nobody there. No one at all. My mind is racing, thinking, okay, this is weird. There's no way they could have came out and gone by us without us seeing them. They would have had to walk right by us to leave. The only other door that we may have missed them, as if they had somehow slipped by both of us, which is impossible anyway, since we had watched that door to see when they came out, was on the other side of one of those doors where the alarm would have gone off if they had gone out of it. Anyway, so I'm standing in the bathroom. It's completely empty. I start looking in both stalls, all around, even looking to see if there's maybe a secret passageway or something to a super secret underground gay bar beneath our small town IHOP. I mean, I'm trying to reason it out in any way possible. There's nothing, no sign of them at all. I came back, I made sure my friend saw them too. He said, of course, remember, we were both just talking about them. We both clearly saw them. Thinking back, the waitress acted like they weren't even there when they came in. So either my and my friend were the only ones to see them, or possibly she was used to seeing these ghosts, if that's what they were. Of course, there's always the secret gay bar theory, but I think ghosts are probably more probable to cause. Anyway, that's one of my stories. It's 100% true, and my old coworker and I still talk about it whenever we run into each other. Thanks for doing the show. Keep up the awesome work. I'm always listening. I don't think a lot of people are aware of this, but most IHOPs do have secret gay bars underneath them.
And a sweater vest night.
Yes, you have to order a very specific menu item to get the password for them to open the trap door, but it is there.
I can't stand how much I loved that ghost story. I never thought of a sweater vest gay ghost, and they go into the bathroom to do it or whatever. They never come out.
At the IHOP. Don't get me started at the clubs that are underneath the Denny's. I mean, it's a whole other thing. But
let's just say it's never sweater vest night.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, I would be very confused. I mean, what the hell, you know? I'm not saying I'm confused with the people going into the bathroom, but they're not there. That's the part I'm confused about.
I just love that there's gay ghosts that wear sweater vests. I'm just, hey. It kind of makes the world a better place.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's jump over to a caller. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hey guys, so my name's Chris. I'm from North Carolina, and my story deals with me being a hospice volunteer. I volunteered with hospice a few years ago, and long story short, I was assigned a patient who couldn't talk at all. She had like some sort of seizure or some sort of epileptic situation where she was just at one point able to talk, but just by the time that I worked with her, she was just not there at all. Actually couldn't do anything for her other than just sitting there, listen to music and talk to her. But it was essentially like talking to no one. Anyways, long story short, after I went through like a few rounds of that, I started opening up to her, just letting her know, hey, look, I'm here for you. If you ever just would like to talk beyond like afterwards, because I was going through my own like little crisis of faith where I just didn't know, it would just be really nice to see, just to talk to you and face to face one day and let you know, I'm here. I don't know. It was just kind of one of those situations where I didn't really know if there was like really an afterlife or not. And I just kind of felt defeated because I didn't really have anything. I was going through a crisis of faith. Let's just put it out. So, didn't really think that there was an afterlife. So I was just like, it would just be nice to know if there's something beyond, just be nice to talk to you face to face. Long story short, after that, the hospice people told me I didn't have to see her anymore because there was nothing really I could do for her. So I went on and did my everyday thing, kind of forgot about the situation, because it was just a really, really short stint. They kept trying to get me a volunteer for other people, but I said, no, I'm buying right now. And just kind of went about my daily life. Well, one night, about 2-3 months after the fact, I had to go to the other room because my wife was snoring. I went into this really, really deep sleep, where it was just, it was super vivid. I've never had a dream this vivid before. A lot of bright light, yellow light. I could remember that vividly. And there was like almost like a crowd of people all around. And then out of all that, there comes this lady, and she's smiling, and she said, hey, wanted to let you know everything's okay, and I wanted to give you a hug, tell you that I'm here, I'm fine, and I really appreciate you coming by and visiting with me, playing music, and just talking to me, and I just want you to know it's going to be okay. I was going through some sort of relational issues at the time, still from past relationship. Anyways, long story short, after that, I said, I don't even know if this is real. How do I know if this is real? And she said, Boston. And right as soon as she said Boston, she said, I got to go by. And that's all I know. So I woke up, and my wife's phone, who is in the other room, just completely died. So that morning, our alarm didn't go off. I was running late. Usually was running late to her appointments anyways, like by 15 minutes. So that made a lot of sense to me, in retrospect. But anyways, long story. I keep saying that. Anyways, I started looking a little bit further into the, her name, because she had a very common name. It was Anne. I can't go into her last name or anything like that because it's HIPAA violations, but can say her name was Anne. And I looked up her name, her last name, and Boston on Google. Nothing came up, obviously. So I put in her name and her husband's name in Boston. I was wondering, hey, maybe that'll trip something up because it's like researching John Smith on Google. And right after that, I found her obituary a month earlier, and it was in the Boston Globe. So anyways, I know that I was kind of rambling, so if you want to just snip it up or just tell it other than having to hear me recorded, that's great too. I really appreciate the show, everything you guys do. Thanks. Bye.
All right. No, we just air the calls as they are, so all of the rambling glory is there, and there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes it's just, you know, the story that you're telling, when it comes across and it's so real and it's so vivid and you're trying to get through it, I think that sometimes adds to the story of just this was such an emotional moment in someone's life. So nothing to be ashamed of there. But what do you think of that? With the there's some proof that this was real.
Well, number one, the fact that he's a hospice volunteer just touched my heart, because mm-hmm. that's a hard thing to do. Yeah. And then just that I really connected with him, just the way, you know, we all go through emotional things, and then, you know, to be with a person who can't communicate back, but then does, mm-hmm. and I don't know, I thought that was a beautiful story.
It was, and I think it's awesome that he was able to get some closure there and confirmation that
it
was just his mind running wild, because our minds will do that. But the fact that he got that really just kind of shows that the connection, in fact, was indeed made. So thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. That's going to wrap up today's episode of the show. If you like this thing called Real Ghost Stories Online, well, great. Thank you. Welcome aboard. We do it all year long. GhostPodcast.com is where you get the bonus episodes of the show and access to advanced episodes of the show as we make them, weeks before the rest of the public gets them. It's only $5 a month to get access to all that stuff, and that's really what supports and keeps the show on the air. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol Hughes, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.